out of the glamorous, mystic east, out of the desert burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the crunch of the camel's padded feet, meet the purple glow of starlit skies. Four travelers in light caravan meet, in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of fate, the moving finger writes in gold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. Kismet is written. Let the tale be told. Omar, the Wizard of Persia.
Henry Mason and his family leave for the Orient at the suggestion of Omar, the Wizard of Persia. The Masons own an emerald to which is attached a curse. The Masons cannot remove the curse until they restore the emerald to its original owner. Mysterious things take place. Several attempts are made by unknown persons to steal a mystic scroll which Omar has given to Henry Mason. The scroll contains directions to read the meaning of mystic bells with which message to the Americans. Our present episode opens in Zaidi's compartment just as Jerry is attacked by a poisonous snake.
Jerry, my boy, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right.
I thought you were a goner, sure, Jerry. That's the most poisonous reptile known to thee.
It was a narrow escape.
For a second, I thought I'd been too late.
There are only two things that saved me, Mr. Mason. I owe my life to your quickness of mind and this mirror.
What's the mirror got to do with it, Jerry?
Well, you see, this thing struck at my reflection in the mirror.
Pretty lucky for us, having that full-length mirror there. Well, I guess you and I owe a personal vote of thanks to the man who invented mirrors, Jerry.
Yes, sir. But that's only part of it. If you hadn't been so quick with your revolver. But say, Mr. Mason, the train is coming to a stop. And that woman,
Heidi, she's gone.
She took advantage of this excitement to make her getaway.
Well, let her go, Jerry. Tomorrow we'll be on board the ship. And I only hope we've shaken this woman and her companion for good. Just a little bit more of this sort of thing, and I can do that.
Mother, look. Doesn't it make you feel sort of sad and sentimental to see the New York skyline fading away like that?
Makes me feel very unsafe, as if we were leaving America forever.
Why, Mother, if you keep on imagining things, you'll drive us all mad. There's nothing to be afraid of. Jerry and Dad are perfectly capable of taking care of us.
If it were only definite, Cynthia, but this awful feeling of something sinister, something inhuman,
Mother, you'll all know. You're just making a wreck of yourself. You've got to stop worrying. What you need is a little distraction.
No, Cynthia. All I want to do is to go to my stateroom and rest.
Yes, and imagine all sorts of horrible things. No, we'll go to your stateroom, but when we get there, you're going to put on your prettiest dress and to get Dad and Jerry
and Father and Gerald. Where are they?
Mother, stop at this instant. Jerry and Dad can't step out of sight for a second, but you're scared. Really, something has happened to them.
But, Cynthia, where are they?
Oh, they've just gone down to see if our luggage is all right.
Oh,
come on, Mother. Let's go down and dress for dinner. It's almost time.
Oh, all right. Though I don't feel very much like eating.
I hope they put us at the captain's table. All the most interesting people will be there. Father said he thought he... the lady...
Thank you.
Did you notice that man staring at you all through dinner?
Now, Mother.
Don't deny it, Cynthia. I saw that you were nervous, too. I'm going to speak to your father about it.
Mother, you're not going to start that again.
Now, what's the matter now?
Oh, it's Mother again, Maggie. Dad, can't you do something with her?
Now, Martha, you mustn't let your nerves get the best of you like this. Come, dear. Here's the card room. Let's go in and see if we can't get up a foursome for bridge.
Oh, bridge, Henry.
I suppose you and Jerry want a dance, eh, Cynthia?
Why, that's what I call an idea, Dad. Come on, Jerry, let's. I want you to show me that new rumba. See you later, Mother dear.
All right, dear. Now, you'll be careful, won't you?
Oh, dear. Now, Martha, before we start this bridge game, I want to tell you that in contract, you never... never understand. Bid on
rising less than different. Henry, somehow I feel as if...
Oh, listen to that orchestra. Doesn't it sound divine?
I don't believe I care to dance, Cynthia.
What? Why, Jerry.
You know I'm not a very good dancer anyway. You'll probably have a lot better time dancing with somebody else.
Why, Jerry, you're a wonderful dancer. What on earth? Jerry Martin, are you trying to get rid of me?
No, but you seem a little bored with my society tonight.
Bored? Jerry Martin, I haven't the remotest idea what you're talking about.
You didn't seem to have much time for me at the dinner table.
Didn't know how... have time? Well, Jerry, I was talking
yes,
to...
Yes, I noticed that.
Oh, so that's it. Well, I don't care. I think Harvey is a very interesting man.
Yes, I noticed that, too.
Jerry, you're behaving like a perfect idiot. If I can't talk to a good-looking man without...
Oh, you think he's good-looking, do you?
Yes, I think he's good-looking. I think he's very interesting.
Well, I think he looks like a weasel.
Jerry, why must you be so childish?
Oh, I'm childish, am I? A minute ago, I was an idiot, and now I'm childish.
Oh, I don't know what's happening to everybody. First, Mother gets to creep, and now
well,
you
Well, what
and...
I want to know is this. Are you engaged to me or aren't you?
Of course I'm engaged to you. But if you think I'm going to let you tell me just who I'm going to talk to every
well,
minute...
why did you tell him you'd see him in the dance salon? I heard you. I heard you tell him that. Don't deny it.
Why should I deny it? And why shouldn't I see him there? I thought you'd be with me, of course.
Yes, and then you fixed it up with your father to suggest dancing, didn't you?
Jerry Martin, are you absolutely insane? I did nothing of the sort.
Well, what I want to know is, are you engaged to me or aren't you?
If you ask me that again, I'll scream.
Well, anyway, how do you know who this fellow is? Maybe he's rushing you because he's got something to do with that emerald.
Oh, I see. You don't think he would ever be interested in me for myself.
Well, it looks funny to me. Why should he take this sudden interest in you? He just met you tonight and...
Jerry Martin, you're the most insulting... You're... It's just possible that Mr. Harvey finds me attractive.
Well, all I want to know, Cynthia, is are you engaged...
stop it! No. If you're going to be like this, no, I'm not engaged to you. Here, take your old ring. Since you're so anxious to get rid of me... I will meet Mr. Harvey, and I will dance with him, and probably I shall have a better time. Good night.
Oh, Cynthia. Oh, hang it all in it.
Martha, now, when I raised your bill, I was just showing you my strength in spades. I don't see why you
oh,
have
let's
to...
not talk about it, Henry. I know I played a stupid game of bridge tonight.
Tonight?
I'm just not feeling right.
Well, you'll feel better after a good night's rest, Martha. You're tired. Incidentally, so am I. I believe I'll turn it in.
Oh, no. Don't go, Henry. I'm afraid to stay here in my stateroom alone. Wait until Cynthia gets here.
But Martha, Jerry and I have the stateroom right next door. If you want anything, all you have to do is rap on the wall.
I don't. Yeah, Henry, I'm nervous. I feel as if something terrible is going to happen. You can wait here just as well as not for a few minutes until Cynthia gets here.
Well, all right, dear, if you want me to. But there's really nothing to be nervous about.
Henry, there's a great deal to be nervous about, and you know it. Oh, how I wish you'd never seen that emerald.
Now, Martha, there's no use getting all excited about this thing. We've got to face it and try to make the best of it.
Oh, I know, Henry, but I do wish that, oh... Why, what's the matter, Henry?
Hush, Martha. Quiet. It's the bell.
Why, I don't hear anything.
It's a message, Martha. A message from Omar.
Oh, my heavens, Henry. I can't stand this. What is it? Tell me, what is it?
Two. One. Four. Yes, yes. Two. One. Four. That means the black wings of death, their shadow cast.
Oh, Henry. Henry, what do those words mean?
I don't understand. Martha. There's someone coming. Say nothing to Cynthia of this.
No.
Oh, thank you for bringing me to my station, Mr. Harvey. Good night.
Good night. It's Cynthia. Good night. Not a word.
Oh, hello, Mother. Hello, Dad. How was the bridge game?
Cynthia, who was that you were with?
That? Oh, that was Mr. Harvey. You know him. He was at our table in the dining room.
Why, Cynthia, what are you talking about? Where's Gerald?
Jerry? Oh, he's around, I guess.
What do you mean, Cynthia? Why, I thought you and Jerry were going to dance.
We were. But it just didn't happen that way. I danced with Mr. Harvey instead.
Cynthia, you and Jerry have quarreled again.
Quarreled is hardly the word to describe it, Mother. Jerry and I are through.
Why, Cynthia, don't be silly.
I'm not being silly. I tell you, I never want to see Gerald Martin again as long as I live.
Cynthia, where is Jerry?
I don't know. What's more, I don't care.
Henry, what do you suppose that is? It sounded like a shot.
Wait, Martha. You, Cynthia, stay here with your mother. I'll see what it is.
I knew it. I knew something dreadful was going to happen. All day long, I've had a feeling.
Try not to get excited, Mother. It may be only...
Henry, what is it? What happened?
Daddy, why do you look like that? What happened?
Well, it's nothing, Martha. Just a row between a couple of the deckhands.
Henry, that's not the truth. Something has happened. Tell me, what is it?
Oh, I know. I know what it is. It's Jerry.
Cynthia, my little girl.
It's Jerry. He's dead. And it's all my fault.
Who fired the fatal shot? Don't fail to hear the next episode in this thrilling story.